Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. A Greek prophet had arisen in our midst, and God has visited his people. Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When Jesus returned to Capernaum after some days, it became known that he was at home. Many gathered together so that there was no longer room for them, not even around the door, and he preached the word to them. They came bringing to him a paralytic carried by four men. Unable to get near Jesus because of the crowd, they opened up the roof above him. After they had broken through, they let down the mat on which the paralytic was lying. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to him, "Child, your sins are forgiven." Now some of the scribes were sitting there asking themselves, "Why does this man speak that way? He is blaspheming. Who but God alone can forgive sins?" Jesus immediately knew in his mind that they were thinking to themselves, so he said, "Why are you thinking such things in your heart? Which is easier to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise, pick up your mat and walk'? But they may know that the Son of Man has authority to forgive sins on earth." He said to the paralytic, "I say to you, rise, pick up your mat and go home." He rose, picked up his mat at once, and went away in the sight of everyone. They were all astonished and glorified God, saying, We have never seen anything like this." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Jesus said to this man, "Your sins are forgiven," because he saw in this man he was have a contrite heart. It's more important for Jesus. Anyhow, the people challenging him, "Who are you?" He's the Son of God. He has the power to forgive sins and to make people walk. So, that's the proof that Jesus loves us immensely, not only our physical life. Also, spiritual life is more important. Jesus, we trust in you. Give us this night during the day. They were always doing your will and have a contrite heart. Thank you, Jesus, to give us this special grace to follow you, body and mind, all together, just to follow the will of God.